meeting up on the balcony, so it is the day to climb as well. So this lighthouse was built in 1895 and opened in 1896. It's the tallest lighthouse in mainland Australia, 39 metres tall, and it's also the most visited as well. Hundreds of submerged rocks out there in those waters. And before it was built, there were about 22 shipwrecks and just the one after. So I'll show you where that one was when we get up the top. Alright, so just come on in and gather around the base. Take the audios off and leave them on the windowsill because you won't need them, and it's only having to trip over them. And it's a bit windy on the balcony, so you don't want to parachute you off. Yes, it will have the dot on it.
Oh,
or you can hang it on the door here if you want to make it separate. Okay. I can change it if someone wants to pick up a German one. Okay, so a little bit about the structure of the lighthouse. Foundation goes down 7 metres deep, base of the walls 2 metres thick, and then they taper up to 1 metre thick at the top. So as we're walking up, you'll notice it just gets narrower and narrower as we're looking up as well. This was all from the UK, from Birmingham, so fabricated over there and shipped over. Limestone's local, that's from Corrie Bay. So the shape of a lighthouse is like an oak tree, so whichever way the wind's going to go, it's going to go around it. And at Cape Leeuwin, we have been known to get winds here up to 170 kilometres an hour. When that happens, the lighthouse does sway slightly. So now that you're locked in, I'll tell you that whatever the wind is on the ground, it's 30% stronger on the balcony. So it's mostly from the west today. So everybody gets that new hairdo in nice. But it's good fun up there. Okay, so lighthouse keeper would start his shift about 15 minutes before sunset, and he'd walk up to the top, and up the top is a lantern room. Crank hands on sharp, turn that for 10 minutes. So the mechanics are like the grandfather clocks that have weights and chains and poles, or your bikes that have got gears and chains. And then as he turned that, that lifted that lid. So that weighs 150 kilos. So turn that for 10 minutes, lift that till it got to a counterweight. Take about 2 hours to slowly come down. As it came down, it would turn and hold, and then that's what turned your light around. So you'll see when we get to the top. Pretty clever. And the other thing that in 1895 we didn't have electricity, because the light source was a kerosene wicking lamp. So we went into this room and got 30 litres of kerosene, and that would last the whole night. So as you're walking up the steps, which aren't very wide, just imagine you're also carrying 30 litres, and that weighs about 30 kilos as well. So talk about walking up steps. We're going to do 176, count them if you want. That's 6 levels, and we'll stop halfway just to catch our breath. So you ready to go halfway?
Yep.
Okay.
Go last.
You are.